Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 13th. We're starting without an internet connection, but we're getting there. Hey. Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
We do have a guest in the studio. He'll be joining us in just a moment. We're going to have rain soon.
It's like already raining.
It is?
Yeah, it was like drizzling on my way to work.
Oh, okay. Well, according to my weather, and I'm counting.
It's like raining all night.
Well, I'm looking at the weather app. And every about half an hour to make sure the rain gets here on time.
You're so annoying.
I'm monitoring the rain.
It's supposed to start at, let's see, 11 a.m.
11 a.m., that's right, yeah.
And then it takes an hour break, and then it goes from 1 p.m. all the way till tomorrow.
Right, so we're looking at the same thing, I think.
Just the weather, like iPhone app. Weather.com.
I'm realizing that some of the apps are not that accurate, so I have to get two or three.
I'm looking forward to
it. As though I'm a fucking pilot or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I need
to know everything.
Yeah, but weather doesn't really matter when you fly, right?
When you fly, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, if you have storms and shit, it does, you know, but you don't want to fly into a storm.
Like a blizzard?
I don't know if they have blizzards up there.
They're having a blizzard right now in Boston.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Gadget's
snowed
in.
But you're talking about 30,000 feet, so I think they're afraid
more. Yeah, but then when you come down, it's like, what are you going to do?
Right, right.
Crash.
And, and lightning and shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So who knows? What do we know about aviation, right?
Right.
I was reading yesterday, this guy was asking in the paper what it takes to be an airline pilot, and I'm thinking, shit, you know, that's like a huge requirement, you know?
Right, right.
It's like you got to start young. You can't start like later in your life because you have to have so many hours and everything flying.
Right.
You know? So, and God, the responsibility you have as a pilot.
No, thanks.
Right.
Mm-mm. I really can't watch movies with planes in them either.
Really?
I'm petrified of planes. Like, I've never seen Flight. Mm. I've never seen...
Yeah, we were talking about that. I just got the movie Sully, though. You know, the one with
I watched the beginning of that.
Yeah.
And it still gave me anxiety.
I know. Well, we'll see. I think it's a good movie, though. I saw the trailer, and it looked pretty good with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So we'll I watched a half an hour of it. It was okay.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor, though. So.
Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. And the story's interesting. I want to see the investigation afterwards.
Yeah, they were trying to find out if he was, like, guilty.
Right.
If he did all the right precautions. I'm like, dude, he just saves 150
people.
Well,
but they have to check it, you know?
I know. Mean,
they have to investigate. So how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you feeling good today?
Yeah, my lip is fine. It was a bug bite.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow, we're so relieved, I'm telling you.
Not an STD, folks.
Well, we're glad to know that.
But I did cry like the whole car ride home yesterday. I was like, God damn. Why did I have
You were
to
sure
out?
It happened? Well, you know what? Maybe it's a warning for you
for
next
time. Yeah,
it's like
a wake-up call. Like, don't be sticking a random guy's dick in your mouth.
Exactly. You know, the writing on the wall. I know. I guess just about lost his balance here listening to Danny. But you'll see, he's a very cool guy. He's a good friend of mine.
I didn't get a call back.
You did not get a call back on that reality
show. I'm honestly shocked.
Yeah, you expected to. But listen, you're competing with thousands of people.
No, I don't think it's that. I think my personality is not the personality that they would normally cast for that show.
Probably.
Like, I'm very intense.
Yeah, so you keep looking for good reality shows for you. I mean,
this one's like super popular, though. It's like been on for like almost 22 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Survivor?
It's Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother.
Yeah, I tried out for Big Brother.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow.
And they supposedly did callbacks.
You would be great for it.
Hello, I know. And even the casting people in the line were like, we have high hopes for you. Everyone's talking about you. So I was like, oh, I'm at least going to get the second interview because the next round is one-on-one interviews on camera. Right. They didn't even give me that. That's why I'm like, I'm a little confused.
Oh, well, you know, you can't take things for granted to assume you're going to get it every time. You
got to speak that into existence, though. I am going to get this shit.
You got to get in line. There's a lot of people got here before you who are trying to do the same thing.
I know. So some guy I was talking to got called back, and I just don't see it. His personality was like a dry piece of bread.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, how the fuck did you get a call back? Good luck. I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, what else? I don't have any fucking internet, so I can't tell you what's going on.
I can't on my phone. Hold on. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Going on.
But that Stormy Daniels thing is going on. I don't know if that's going to bring down the president because people love sex scandals, you know, and it's brought down leaders before, and it could do so again. So, at any rate, since I don't have shit to read up here and bring up to our attention, we're going to be joined by our guest right now. Mr. Jim Christina is a good friend. He's a host here on the station since I was a little kid.
So he's a lot older than you then.
Yeah, I am.
Not by much. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks, man.
Of course. You guys can tell he's a fun dude. And so you have a show here. Tell us a little bit about your radio show.
Well, it's called The Writer's Block. It's Thursday at 7 p.m. And it's we talk to writers and people, you know.
So it's about authors. Books.
It's about music. It's about poetry. It's about anything that's a written word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you deal with poetry and
songs? Yeah, we deal with all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Screenplays, plays. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, you know. I mean, I'm a very, like, particular reader, you know, so I couldn't have a show like that because
it's like, what would you talk about?
Well, no, not really.
Because you like science fiction, don't you?
No, but if I'm not, I like a lot of things, really, you know. I love to read and stuff, but mostly nonfiction stuff, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But that's an easier interview, right? But actually, you read the whole book.
We read the books, yeah. I read a book or two a week.
Oh, wow. My God. No.
Yeah. So it's when you read fiction, you can talk about it.
You can talk about nonfiction.
No, that's true, but well, that goes without saying. That's what I'm saying. But sometimes I found it that with authors that write novels, it's kind of hard to keep a long interview, you know, because you know you're
the
talking
book is
about
so
the story.
Long. Yeah.
No, but you talk about the story.
How do you not
five,
give away
10
the
minutes,
story?
The plot. You talk about the plot.
Well, yeah, but we don't talk about just their book. We talk about how they got to the story. We talk about their writing process and what they do in their regular lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that proves you're a good host. You see, that's what I do.
We try.
Yeah.
We try.
We're a very popular show, as you well know.
Yes, yes. I can imagine. You know what's funny is we're talking about people that like books. I saw something I should have shared yesterday on Facebook, and it talks about the disorder of smelling books. Okay. And it tells you a guy smelling a book.
I'm not even going there.
Right? I mean, I love smelling books. And
that's
apparently
very
other,
weird, Sam.
Apparently other people do too.
Yeah. Sam, what do you mean? Like you go to Barnes & Noble and you're
like,
let me sniff
not
this
in the
book.
Store. Not in the store. I buy the book. And once I have the book, every time I open it, I smell it.
Is that like a weird fetish of yours?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He sits on it for a while, and then he starts smelling it.
It's a fetish. That's what it is. Not an addiction.
Like what?
Yeah.
True life. I sniff books.
Well, apparently I'm not the only one. Okay, there are people out there, and I've talked to people who said they do the same thing.
Uh huh.
When you're involved with books, you love the way it smells. What can I say? You
don't
think? You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think a book.
You know what? I don't equate books. Smells with books. It's a paper smell.
Same.
Yeah, but I mean, books, if they're new, they smell different than old.
Well, it's like a car.
I like new. Yeah, it is like a car.
So, like, you sniff it and you're like, oh, it's been on the shelf for like 6 months.
No. That's the thing. I can't do it with old books, only brand new ones.
Oh, old books definitely have a fragrance.
Right, and I don't like that.
They're extremely odiferous.
I don't think I've ever smelt a book, y'all, ever in my
really?
Life. Never.
I'll give
ever.
You, I have a few books here. You
nope.
should smell it.
I'm all set.
Well, here's some homework. Go home and smell a book.
Because the mix of paper and the ink in different types.
Right.
Creates different kinds of smells.
And it's
you know?
Right. depending on when the book
Old
was published,
sources.
It's different kind of inks.
Right, exactly.
And different kind of papers.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. So there you go. Another fetish that you just learned, Danny.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Right?
Very bizarre.
But I have to come clean with that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm really stay in the closet about it.
I know, right? It's like I like to sniff books, and it was just kind of like I was waiting for the crickets to start going.
Well, when I saw a meme about it, I figured I'm not the only one.
You saw a meme about it?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to post
it. I'm going to Google it, like, just to see, because you know some people go to, like, chats to discuss their, like,
book
weird
smelling.
Issue. Yeah.
Yeah, book smelling. No, you just.
Course.
I'm telling you, you'll see it's not unusual if you go to a group of people that love books and you ask, does anybody smell the book before they read it?
I would never ask that in a
really?
Group.
I don't think I've ever.
I would.
Oh, you wouldn't ask it on your show, you're saying.
I wouldn't ask it in a group of people that like books.
At
mean,
a party.
I'm crazy and I'm Italian, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah, like
it's
when you go to a party and you're people. Like, hey, did you pick up that new 50 Shades? How's
that
smell?
Have you smelled that new book?
Yeah. Have you smelt it? Smells so good.
Whoa.
That's well, for sure not a panty dropper conversation.
Go ahead,
sure.
Make fun of me. That's
okay.
Fine.
You totally walked
into
that.
I'm just saying you would be shocked to find out that there's more people since you don't believe it.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call you
I'm
on
actually
that
Googling
one.
It right now.
But
you?
All I can tell you is this. When I talk to people about books and how they're going away because of Kindles and you know e-books and stuff, and I love the printed book, you know, because we grew up on that.
Yeah.
I still read newspaper, and she's like, what? What is that?
Yeah, well,
you know, so, but I love it. The newspaper, I love to smell the
newspapers print, definitely have a definite aroma to them.
Right, that's what I'm saying, so.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay, you found something about book smelling.
Olfactophilia.
Yeah, olfactory senses.
Olfactophilia.
Yeah, is a sexual arousal by smells and odors of books.
Sexual arousal?
There you go.
Okay, then I don't
again,
have that.
I never asked that in a group of people.
Find olfactory or something else.
Oh, man.
I mean, you don't get turned on by it.
Well,
just
I mean, you know, it
yeah, but for how long do you smell the book? Is it like
no,
a quick sniff? Or
yeah,
you
it's
like,
a sniff. No,
you
I just
like
go
breathe
like,
it in for
look,
a
Look, I open
second.
It, I go, and that's it. You
okay.
know, but yeah. I
somebody said
the
desire for fragrance of a book. I swear, the printing presses of book pages gets me in my feels. I'm addicted to smelling my books.
Whoa. Okay, well, I'm not addicted, but I like it.
Oh, my God.
I don't go out of my way. It just said when I open the book,
okay.
I smell it.
You don't, right. you don't go down the aisles of the bookstore smelling books.
No, not
said,
in the
said,
store.
When I get a whiff.
I know it's inappropriate. In
that's
the
like
store.
Standing outside of an elementary school watching P.E.
Yeah. He goes, when I get a whiff of the new book smells, it's a happily ever after for me.
Oh
really? This
God.
Guy's a creep.
Yeah.
I don't think you're like that, but let's hope not.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
What can I say? I'm enjoying my sense of smell as long as I can.
Well, that's good because I lost mine, I think, 2 days ago.
Really? When you were smelling the book.
Oh, my God. I just know. It just...
Stuff.
Weather and stuffy. Yeah. And
I know. The weather is unbelievable, man. Hot, cold. You don't know what to wear.
Yep.
Wet, dry.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yep.
So, Jim, you've been on the show a million times,
yep.
and we've talked about you a million times, but Danny's only now meeting you, so let's just find out a little bit background on you. What are you doing these days? Are you still working?
No, I retired.
You retired
a year ago.
Wow. Yeah. And what does that mean? I mean, you still do things.
I do. Actually, I'm busier now than I was when I was working.
So what does it mean, like, to retire? Just not to work for money? Is that it?
Well, no, you don't work for somebody anymore.
I see. Okay.
Now I work for myself. Because,
right,
you know, we
right.
have our
so
publishing
company. So you're not retired.
Company.
It's not like you're sitting back in Palm Beach.
No.
Right.
No. We have our publishing company. We have the show that we have to get ready for every week.
Right.
I still write.
Yeah.
So I'm busy.
That's cool. Yeah. You see, he writes, but he doesn't smell his paper.
No. I don't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
You write on the
a
computer,
box of books
though,
in.
Right?
Richard and I wrote one together, and we just got the new books off from the press, and I didn't smell them.
How cool. Now, so you wrote a book with Richard, who's his co-host.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a book is that?
It's a Western.
A Western?
It's a
So
a
you like
book.
Westerns, right?
I do.
Yeah. What's your connection with it, do you think?
Westerns like cowboy type shit, right?
Well,
right.
Not cowboys. Westerns, they're different.
That's true,
but
right?
Like the belts on the side, like.
Well, they had the guns
no.
and all. No,
no,
really.
Every
no.
time I think of westerns, I just think of people coming out of like an old bar, like
yeah,
right.
That's
on the
but see that's
but that's
the,
Hollywood,
that's
right?
That's Hollywood,
yeah. right? That's yeah. all violence
in real life,
all the
that
time.
Never happened.
Really?
Nah.
So there weren't no like Billy the Kid.
Oh, there was Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I don't know who that is, but
well, he's a famous gunslinger,
gunfighter in the 1880s.
So that wasn't legit. Like people didn't used to do that back in the day.
They did, but there was no fast draw.
Oh, like it wasn't like.
No, it
dead.
Was just like you pull a pistol and you shoot somebody.
Yeah,
and
right.
You off.
You don't play games.
No,
with
you
them.
Like didn't get arrested for murder back
oh,
then.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the killings took place in the saloon or right outside the saloon.
Yeah, yeah, that's what most of the
alcohol
movies. It's like somebody,
guns.
Yeah, somebody comes out and they're like, "What did you just say, man?"
Just like today in South Central, guns and alcohol.
I don't even know
mix.
What South Central is.
Oh, it's down south of L.A.
Yeah, it's the bad part of it.
Where
of
the
LA.
Riots
oh, really?
Happened three times.
Yeah. Riots happened.
Three
yeah.
times recently or throughout
nah,
history?
65, 91. Oh, only twice, I guess. 65 yeah. and 92.
Okay, that was yeah. a long time. That was a long
92,
time
that was the Rodney King case.
Yeah, it was Rodney King, right?
Right. Yeah. Do you know that one?
He was Rodney gunned. King, yeah. He was gunned down by white people, right?
No, he wasn't.
No, he
down.
Was beaten up by
he
the
was beaten
by police.
Down by yeah. five cops.
Okay, yeah. I did a report on this, but it just didn't stick.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was white
all
cops.
The, all the black crime like kind of like blends in because it just never stops.
Mm.
Unfortunately, well, it's like so crazy.
Yeah, well, there's always crime.
Amazingly enough, yeah. neither does white crime.
Yeah, yeah
well, crime is crime. Doesn't matter what.
Yeah, white
crime.
People get off a little easier. 110%.
I don't know. Maybe.
110%.
Okay, let's not go there. I don't want to go there. This
why?
Because I want the show to be light.
We could still be light
and airy.
No, we can't be light.
You light and airy.
You want to talk
like a fairy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like it.
No,
we could all sit around and smell books. I mean, that would be okay.
No,
that's true, right?
I'd
no, but
not.
But listen, I decided when I do the show, I get up in the morning. I don't want heavy shit.
Nah,
you know, I want light.
Sam,
stuff.
You go heavy all the time.
No, but not like politics and shit. Okay,
no.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah.
go there.
No,
right?
Don't
because I had too much of that with the previous two co-hosts, so. That's why I look yeah. for someone like you.
And the black-white thing is just, like, too intense anyway.
It is.
Yeah.
It is,
very
you know,
intense.
And I don't want to go there because there's a lot of division. It seems like nobody wants to listen. Everybody just wants to talk
mm-hmm.
and give their opinions. And
then
nobody
when,
changes.
Yeah, nobody, yeah nobody's going to change their minds.
Right?
So, like, you're going to say what you have
opinion.
To say, and I'm still going to be like, shut up.
Exactly. And it just stays on tape and all that. Who needs that?
You know, I don't.
It's bullshit. Yeah. So so we'll go to lighter things, Jim.
Oh, I like it.
Cool. So so you're married to Jerry.
To Jerry.
And Jerry's into books too, right?
Jerry is actually not as much as, well, no, actually she is our producer.
Right.
Yeah, and she's our booking manager.
So now when you read, does she, is she able to stand it? I mean.
No.
No.
She doesn't read them.
No, no, but what I'm saying, does she care if you put in a lot of time into reading and not to her?
Well, I don't have any choice.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that would kind of irritate me if I was a woman.
Well, but you see, I mean, I don't read all day.
Right.
You know, I
but
read.
But 2 books just, a week is a lot of time.
Huh?
Yeah, but he probably
yeah.
reads fast and
I
during
do. I'm
downtime, right?
And I maintain really well, so.
Right.
But I set aside, I look at the length of the book, and the longest one we've had so far is like 860
pages. Oh, my God,
no.
yeah. I've only read a few of those.
That one took me a full week to read.
Yeah,
but
full
most
week.
Of our books are
take
like,
3-4 months.
Yeah,
yeah most
it,
of
yeah.
our books are like between 300 and 400 pages.
Yeah, yeah.
And I set aside a couple hours a day, and I can read them.
I think I haven't read a book with that many pages to like since like high school.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really small print.
Right. Like,
are you afraid
I've
of books?
No, I read like breakup books.
Breakup
like it's
books.
Called A Breakup Because It's Broken, Why Men Love Bitches.
Okay.
Like books like that interest
But what
me?
About fiction? Like
no.
50 Shades, things
no.
like that.
I did read the 50 Shades.
Oh, honestly,
right.
that's
yeah.
a book I wouldn't even be interested in.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
The book was actually way better than the movie.
Oh,
I'm sure it was,
sure
yeah, but yeah. it's still relative, right?
Other than that, I haven't read. For that, I'll just watch a movie,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's different. I mean,
no, I mean, that's cool. You know, some people are not, like, my brother, he's totally not into books, never read a book in his life.
I didn't even know you had a brother.
I have two brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, younger than I am.
Do they live here,
kids.
Too?
He has kids that
well,
live over by me in Simi Valley.
I know he has kids.
Yeah, I have kids.
Your brother's
my brother
live
has
here, too?
Kids. One lives in China, one lives here.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about the brother that lives in China.
Right.
I do
But I do
that.
Have a younger brother that lives here. He's the middle brother. And
you guys
he can't
close?
Pick up a book, you know. I mean, the brother in China also reads and all this stuff, went to school, got a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
My brother never went to college, never picked up a book. And you know what? He's richer than both of us.
Okay. See, yeah. he figured it out.
So what I'm saying is, folks, you don't have to go to school.
No, you don't.
And you don't have to read books.
Bill Gates didn't
to succeed.
Go to school.
You have to be there in the right place at the right time and work hard, you know?
Yeah.
And when I look at the station, I was there at the right place at the right time. I work hard, so eventually it's got to succeed, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's very successful as it is, but I want to be like huge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm on the way there, shit.
Wait, your radio show?
No, the whole station.
The station.
Yeah, because you know what you need to do, Sam? You need to start going to stuff like gifting suites because they do interviews and you plug yourself at all the interviews.
I don't need that.
Yes, you do. That's get bigger.
No, you get bigger by getting more hosts, and we're going to get more hosts by being more known.
And publicity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And publicity is at events like that.
I'm going to start another
absolutely.
Show.
Oh.
I told you last week.
Okay.
WTF Radio.
Oh, okay. WTF.
I've never heard.
What the fuck radio?
Sounds good to me.
It's going
to
be a new show thing? Once a week. It's just
on,
talk about anything.
On LA Talk Radio? Or
right
is it
here.
Oh, okay. So what
I love it, man. Because you see, that's the thing. You have the radio in your blood now. You want to talk about anything.
I always had the radio in my blood.
No. But that's the thing. Is that books, you sort of like, you tied into a certain niche.
Yeah.
And you love to talk about other things, too.
I do.
That's why I love to have you on the show and stuff.
Yeah. I think if we just, the format will be there, will be no format. And
good.
I will have no guests.
Good.
And it'll just be whatever is happening during the day. Is what the fuck
is going on?
You're
never going to have a guest?
I mean, if somebody really wants to push it.
Right.
But he wants just a chance to talk, you know, to say what they want.
I mean, I have opinions.
Right. Now, who are you going to do it with? Do you have a different co-host? Or
I don't know if I'm going to have a co-host.
So just
you carry
alone?
A whole show
by yourself? Believe me, I can carry an hour.
Wow. I'm impressed, Jim. I'm very impressed.
Well, it'll be here on LA Talk Radio.
Not many people can do that.
Actually, I want to come in the hour before Amber goes on.
Okay. Amber Lynn, who's a porn star.
Is that the one I met?
She's a show here. No, you haven't.
She's a tall blonde. She's like late 50s. She's an old porn star.
Right. I'll show you the picture. But
do you like her?
Oh, no, I like Amber. She and I get along really well.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing is, in the beginning, he wasn't so sure, you know? Because, you know, I mean, look, she's loud. She's eccentric, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She dresses like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And give an example, like
short shorts and like a tank.
Oh yeah, she does that too.
Yeah, she comes with a lot of like see through stuff, and
she came in with a bustier
cleavage.
One day
What's that?
A bustier? That's
like a corset.
And we were in the office, and she came in, and she turned around to me, and she goes, "Can you do my bustier?" So I'm sitting here, and I grabbed it, and I started putting it together, and the bottom one came undone. So now I'm holding two ends of a bustier. Undone totally, and I'm looking at Ronan, and Ronan's about ready to die. And Richard was in there, and he's cracking up. And I thought, oh, fuck, what do I do now? Uh-huh. You know, I guess I better try to put this thing back together. I did manage, but it took me a while.
Wow.
Yeah, bustiers are like for photo shoots.
Well,
like, I'll wear one
in
a photo shoot.
Bustiers are for radio
shows. I would never wear one in public, though.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, you weren't a porn star either.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
But she still is. The point is
wait,
is
she's
that,
still a porn star?
Oh, yeah. She still
is. Did
porn.
You guys just say she's 50?
She's in her late
over
50s.
50.
So
like
she's
my
what,
age.
Doing like the grandma I'd like to fuck videos?
No, she does. I'll tell you what. She doesn't look like a grandma. She looks
so
striking.
So, mom, I'd like to fuck?
Look, from she looks striking from a distance, okay?
Right.
And then you get close and you see she's older, right?
Okay, yeah, but a porn video, it's like very like
right, but I what I'm saying is I don't know that she does movies anymore. I know that she does webcams, you know, like camming.
Yeah,
they call it
camming.
Yeah,
but she must be like in the grandma or mom
section.
Well,
she still does a few videos.
Yeah,
too,
she just calls herself like a classical porn star because she was here in the 80s, you know.
Yeah,
and
that kills me when they say classical.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the
classical.
I like Amber because she's well. If she listens to this show, I'm dead. But
she doesn't.
I like Amber because she's one of these kind of people that likes you to think she's smarter than she really is.
I know a lot of people like that.
And she's really loud in her show, and her show is the same time as my show right there.
Mm. Right, you see, and we asked her a million times.
Oftentimes we can hear her.
Right, really loud.
She's very loud.
Right.
And she gets this whole studio full of rock and roll people.
Right. We need to change your time slot, Jim. You should consider that.
No, I used to have the 8 o'clock. I don't like the 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, what about a different day?
Let's change Amber's.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, man. Sometimes I do have that. People complaining about
their time
adjacent
slots?
No, the adjacent studio sometimes gets loud. You know, I mean, people come here with guitars, and some people are like very loud.
Oh,
they
really?
Get excited. Yeah. If you have a full house in the room here, and sometimes two or three extra people,
it gets loud.
Yeah.
And Amber,
I feel like
it's
never really been loud in the morning when we're here.
Well, that's because we're the only ones here.
Yeah. Well, no. Right. There's been like groups of five.
No, this
over
show,
there.
This show sometimes in the morning.
Yeah, that's certain days of the week.
Yeah, right. It's never like too loud where we can hear them through the wall or anything like that.
No. I mean, with Ethan, sometimes we do, but it doesn't go in the microphone, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Why the fuck are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I think everybody should start saving egg cartons so we can put them up on the walls.
But that's not what does it. You want to talk about soundproofing?
No, that's really ugly.
No, soundproofing doesn't work like that. We put something between the walls, believe it or not.
Really?
For soundproofing. But there's still some issues. But their listeners don't give a shit. So
nah, they don't care.
So now I wanted to ask you, well, we don't want to go into politics either. It's just that we were talking about porn stars. And I was thinking of Stormy Daniels, you know, but... let's not go there.
Yeah, and until something else happens, it's like boring now. It's like the same thing. Like, okay, yeah, we get it. You're giving the money back. You're going to take them to 60 minutes. Like, whatever, bitch.
Right, yeah. But it seems like you can't talk about anything today without bringing up politics because it's everywhere,
he's got
right?
His finger in everything.
Everything, right?
Even book sniffing.
Right.
I'm telling you, they're going to he's going to sign a law about book sniffing because now you've mentioned it.
Yeah, right.
You brought it out in the open. So all those
no, there's a lot worse. There's a lot worse though. Like there's a website where men can buy women's panties that they just wore to the gym.
Oh sure.
And you can like literally make $1,000 by sending somebody your panties.
Yeah, that's probably how the porn stars make their money too. You know,
like just sending their like dirty, crusty. Like I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it.
I know.
After it goes through 7 days of shipping, what are you like? What the hell?
Because they're imagining it being
right
under between her legs.
Yeah, right. But like you must not get any vagina.
Well, yeah. I mean, let me tell you something, okay? I can't speak for these people, but all I can tell you is from seeing the way people react to porn and the demand and everything, is that guys will do anything for a piece of ass.
It's so crazy. That's why guys are like semi creepy. Like there was a guy. I forget where I was this weekend. I think I was like, I went to Trader Joe's or something, and there was a guy in Trader Joe's, and I could tell the way he was looking at me. And I look like this, like baseball cap, gym clothes.
Right.
But the way he was looking at me, I was like, if no one was in Trader Joe's right now, he would kidnap me and put me in his basement.
Wow.
I hate when men stare like that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not a good look. Like, stop
no, and there's
like
a lot
that.
Of weirdos out there, you know? It's not like guys you can sit in a room with. Usually it's like really...
And like you could tell you're a weirdo. And like you don't want to say anything because like what if they really kill your ass? Like, because people like that are psychotic.
Right.
I watched this movie.
But don't project fear, you know, whatever you
no,
do.
No, yeah, I smile. I always smile. I'm like... Don't forget to grab these chocolate covered almonds and leave me the fuck alone while you're at it. I watched this.
Why I don't go to Trader Joe's.
I watched this movie called I forget the name of it, but basically she was in college and she was having money problems, so she joined like a webcam girl house. And men could like talk to them online. Mm-hmm. And there was one like super fan who was there like every day, and they showed him in his like basement, and he was like fat and overweight and like had all their pictures on the wall of his basement. And they started making fun of him because he sent them their picture, and he went to the house and murdered every single one of them.
Oh my God.
And I was like, see, that's why you gotta be nice to everyone, because you just don't know their like capacity of crazy.
Well, everybody's crazy to a degree. It's
yeah, like
how
I'm
far
crazy.
Are you willing to go?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm crazy for sure, but I'm crazy in the sense like I'll call your phone 150 times.
Yeah, something like that.
And I'll
like
accuse you of doing shit you're not doing.
You're not stalk someone with weapons.
No.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got a house full.
Yeah.
Who has a house full?
I have a house full of guns.
Why? Is that legal?
Yeah.
You have your license? You have a weapon license to carry?
No.
So it's not legal then?
No. I can have gun. I just can't carry it.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't ever use them either.
Couldn't you get in trouble? Believe me, I could use it if I had to.
Well, couldn't you get in trouble, though?
No. Depends on why you're using it.
So, wait a minute. Oh. So, carrying means you take it out of your house?
Carrying means that you put it under your coat. And
right, and walking. So,
or
but in
riding
the
a bike or whatever.
So, you can be only in the house with it.
Well,
is that what they're saying?
Yeah, but even in the house, isn't there restrictions?
This is the deal with the license to carry law in the state of California. you can carry a gun if you're licensed, number one. And number two is if you're in a situation where you know that you're in imminent danger or could be in imminent danger.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you're in a situation where you could be or know that you're going to be in imminent danger, but you don't have a license to carry, why are you leaving your house knowing you're about to be in a situation that's going to bring you danger? That doesn't make any sense.
For instance, I was out riding my bike in a park one morning, 5 o'clock, and some homeless guy decided he wanted my bike.
Wow.
And we played tug of war for, I don't know, a minute, two.
Like while you were on your bike?
While I was on my bike.
What was he doing? Like pulling the handlebars?
Yeah, he was right in front of my bike pulling the handlebars. He wanted me off the bike, and I wouldn't get off the bike. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
what a
finally,
nut case.
He stepped to the side. I turned my wheel, and I had a clear shot. I kicked him right in the balls.
Wow.
Guy Good let go. My He just let go. Like and he broke off my headlight. And I went over, and he threw the headlight at me and took off, and it bounced on the concrete, hit me right in the face.
Oh, my God.
I mean, put a big gash over my eye. But when I called the
cops...
What
an incident.
Yeah,
what a horrible morning.
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was cold out. So when the cops came, I said, look, I said, you know what? I said, I don't have a license to carry, but I'm damn sure if I come to this park in the morning, I'm going to be armed. And he goes, I don't care.
I don't think cops really care in Los Angeles,
no.
though.
Well, they care. They
really
care
don't.
If you're like a crazy...
Yeah.
They don't care if you're not a crazy.
If you don't say, like, this person has a gun, they're going to take 4 hours to show up wherever you're at.
I would wager you that 90% of the people that walk around are armed or that are armed are not licensed.
Yeah. How many? Do you think a lot of people go around with guns on their body or in their cars?
No. Maybe in the car. Maybe in the car.
I don't know. It's a hard call. I mean, I certainly don't.
Because nobody knows, right?
No.
Well,
but they probably have surveys.
Sometimes it's painfully obvious.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to learn how to shoot.
But those are the guys that are... you learn to shoot with a 380.
Right. And they feel they need a gun.
It's a short 9mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a
I'm like, all right. I'll be sure to remember that.
They're smaller, they're easier to handle for a girl's hands.
Yeah. I just want to learn to shoot because I always think about, like, if I'm walking to a parking garage or something and someone comes up behind me, like, I'm fucked.
There you go. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Right, but
like,
you'd
I'm
have to have
screwed.
A gun, not just learn
to
shoot.
Yeah, but if they had one and I could get a hold of it, like, I would not know what to do with it.
That's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? What are you, like, Rambo or something?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Have you guys ever seen the movie You're Next?
Yes.
You're next.
I want to learn whatever that bitch was learning.
Yeah.
Like whatever her dad taught her.
What the hell? It's a specific name for a self-defense.
I know.
Thing.
I can't remember
what it was.
But I want to learn everything that she... And her man was looking at her like, babe, I didn't know that you knew how to do any of this.
Yeah.
Because you are the killer.
Yeah.
You have to watch it, Sam.
Sounds good.
No,
yeah,
it was really entertaining. I was shocked. I saw it in theaters.
There was one Jennifer Lopez did called Enough.
Yeah, but that's different.
When she was being abused something?
Yeah, I've seen that movie 1,000 times. Like, literally 1,000 times.
I really like the end when she just kicks the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
Really?
But then she remembers her training and, what he was teaching her. But I think it's, as much as you want to believe that that is plausible and could happen, it's just, like, a man's body weight and strength is, like, 10 times that of me. Like, there's sometimes I can't even open a pasta sauce jar.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I'm mad.
So if someone was over you, you couldn't move them or anything, right?
No.
You couldn't fight them.
Like if someone was like raping me, I don't know what I would do.
Right. Well,
like,
get yourself
situation.
A gun. But no, no, listen, you want some good, get
you know
pepper
that
spray. Pepper
I do
spray.
Have pepper spray and I
good.
Brought it in. So I told you about my stalker, right? And how I wanted to press charges. So I went to the police station. This is when you know cops don't give a shit. They were like, well, what do you want us to do?
Yeah, what do you want us
to
do?
Yeah, like, what do you want us to do? Has he like showed up to your apartment? I'm like, yeah, he showed up in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, I don't know. You can file a report. But it's like at the end of the day, like they basically tell you like nothing is going to happen.
Right.
But I brought in my pepper spray and they told me it was like 3.5 ounces over the legal limit. And I could get charged with a misdemeanor. And then I pulled out my keys and I usually have brass knuckles with the spikes on the end.
Right. I was
going
to suggest
you can
that
get charged with a felony. I'm going to need you to leave.
Really?
He's like, I'm not going to charge you today, but don't ever bring those out in public again.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh.
Well, brass knuckles have been illegal for a long time.
Really?
But not only that, he's like, if we came to your apartment and like just searched your apartment, like say I was a drug dealer or something, he's like, if we found those brass knuckles, that's another felony charge we'd add on
a
to
felony.
You. A felony. Not a misdemeanor, a felony.
A felony.
It's
wow.
It's carrying an illegal
like
weapon.
Like a lethal weapon,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I still carry it with me.
Well, you know,
I don't give a shit. A
concealed weapon could be anything. It doesn't have to be a gun.
Yeah.
Closer to the mic.
Yeah.
You're forgetting sometimes. You get too comfortable.
A concealed weapon.
Not that. that close, then you sound like God.
It doesn't
God.
Have to be a gun. It can be a knife. It can be...
He said a cane. Like, you know how people walk away on canes, but it's really like a sword inside?
Yeah.
Any of those?
Yeah.
But I'm still like, there's some parking garages I don't... Like, when I used to work at the nightclub out here, I was like, I'm not going without my brass knuckles.
Exactly, because the cops are not
going to
be
3
there.
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to, like, level 5, and I got to walk to my car with cash? No.
Right. Yeah, fuck them, you know, fuck all these laws, you know, I mean, they're always protecting the criminal.
Right.
I don't know why that is.
The laws
know?
Are there to keep the honest people honest.
Right.
Just like locks. That's the only reason locks exist, is to keep honest people honest. If you're dishonest and you want to get in, you're going to get in.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. It's a funny situation, but I always think about that. I always think about how men are like so much stronger than women, and it's just a scary situation.
Yeah.
But then you have women like the girl who's prepared, like your next, who've been preparing their whole lives for some shit to go down.
Wow.
I always tell my dad, I'm like, fuck you, Dad. You didn't get me ready for anything. Anything. And he's like, you're right. Like, he didn't even teach me how to fight. Like, I don't even know how to fight. When I was on my reality show, I got my ass beat. Like, you couldn't even teach me how to defend myself, Dad. Like, come on.
Yeah, well, that's not something that fathers do with their daughters.
Well, they should, though, in this day and age.
Really?
Yeah. If I ever have a daughter and I have a man, I'm like, teach this girl how to defend herself.
Okay, well, if you ask for it, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, I just, when my daughter grew up, I didn't think about doing that. So.
Well, you know what really cracks me up is these people that say, well, you know, why didn't you shoot him in the leg?
Yeah.
Or in the arm. Shoot him in the arm. No.
Yeah, what am I going to aim
not,
then?
Because you can't hit him.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's hard to
shoot somebody center mass. Boom. There he is right there. Dead center.
But you don't think in like a commotion you shoot him like in the shoulder?
No. Because
I wouldn't want to kill someone. I just want to like fuck him up so I can get away.
No, you shoot somebody to make them stop doing what they were doing to make you shoot them.
Right, right.
You don't want to shoot him in the arm.
Yeah, because what if he just gets up and like mustard
exactly.
I'm like, shit, I should have gone for the head.
Yeah,
should have gone for it.
Now he's twice as pissed off. You know?
It's like I tell Jerry, I said, I pity anybody who comes in this house.
Really?
Oh.
You're ready.
I absolutely have no hesitation about shooting somebody. I went 2.5 years I shot people, so I just...
Yeah, that's
what,
true.
You were in the army or something?
Huh?
Yeah. He was
in
Vietnam.
The army or something? Oh, really?
I was in Vietnam for 2.5 years.
That's scary.
Yeah. So that's why you feel strongly about it, because you're confident around the weapon.
Yeah.
Right.
You see, I'm not.
I'm not either. Yeah,
I never really held, I never really shot a gun.
No.
I've held one, or actually an Uzi machine gun. I remember when I was very little.
Well, yeah.
My uncle
They make them in Israel.
Yeah. Well, that's
they're like candy.
It's a no. It's just a rifle, a machine gun.
Okay.
And
machine pistol.
A machine pistol. Yeah. It's like one of
nine
those
9mm.
And now they have some copycats and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, but
have you ever seen the movie Copycat?
No.
So good.
No.
It's an old school. It's like 80s.
Really?
It was like when I was a kid, but I think I haven't seen it in a decade.
Gee, in the 80s, I wasn't a kid.
I was born in
I
the
I can't
80s.
Remember being a kid.
It's all relative, folks.
Sometimes I can't remember much from my childhood. I remember moments, not all of it, though.
Right. I do, too.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, why? I mean, most people don't remember a lot about their childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, remember moments, like you said. You know, that's what memories are.
I have to go to a 90s theme party tonight.
Well.
What was the hair like in the 90s? Like,
I don't
puffy,
remember.
Big?
Yeah, who knows? Look it up on Google. Look, it started raining right on time.
11 a.m.
They were friggin' pretty close.
20 minutes early.
20 minutes early, too. Well, that was an estimate, let's say, okay? They're pretty close. But I love the rain. Singing in the rain.
What is a 90s theme party?
You have to dress.
Yeah, people dress as they did in the
90s. You have to dress.
You're dressed like you were in the 90s.
No, like they
weren't.
That's
true. The 80s and 70s were different.
Yeah, 90s was more like bomber jackets and jean shorts and like sneakers, right? Hold on.
No, I don't remember.
I don't know, but like I'm getting styled at 2 o'clock today.
I don't remember the 90s either.
Right. No, I do. Actually, the 90s were the toughest years of my life. You know, that was when I had to come to terms with the universe, and I'm not as big as I thought I was.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the boss. I'm not the boss.
You know,
that's what you learn
as
you get older, right?
I used to have to talk to elementary and junior high school kids at assemblies, and I would always tell them, no matter how big and bad you think you are, there's always going to be somebody bigger and better than
right.
you are.
There's always and a you know what? Bigger
that's
fish.
Always,
right?
That's always true. And when you're a ninth grader, you go, ah.
There's always a bigger fish, but you did not. We did not create any of this, so we're not that strong.
No.
We're not that big a deal.
No.
You go on an airplane, you try to find people. Good luck, you know? Okay, we're just little specks.
This is what people look like in the 90s. Like, bright-ass colors, like, baggy, like, high-waisted jeans, the big curly hair.
Okay, all right.
Oh, that looks like Amber Lynn.
Yeah. That's more the 80s, then.
No, that's 90s.
Well, there's no bustier.
No.
Oh, crap.
Like, crop tops, though, bras. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. That type of thing. So we'll see what I end up wearing. I'm getting styled today at 2:00.
Well, that's cool.
But yeah. I have to tell you that I'm the worst profiler in the world when I get on an airplane.
Really?
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God.
Me too.
I am. I check everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because I used to fly all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be aware.
Yeah. And you know, it's always pays to be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I used to fly first class. So,
yeah?
Yeah. Just get in there. You know, once at the second... You know, Bloody Mary. You don't care.
It's, yeah,
you know,
right.
Blow me up. I don't give a shit.
You know, I just started freaking out about flying because the realization that you can't just walk out if you want to.
No,
it is really. Yeah, and I'm not a claustrophobic person at all. It just it makes me feel helpless. You know, I don't know. Suddenly, kind of. Panicky or something. I don't know. But I've got a reason, and I told the story a million times how I came close to dying in a private plane that I flew. And so maybe that kind of like a belated effect or something.
Well,
you
could
know?
Be.
Yeah,
this happened
sure.
to me in the 90s. You
PTSD?
Know?
Yeah. I don't like
were
planes
you dressed
at
in
all.
Were you dressed like that?
No.
No, definitely not.
But you know what? You're sitting in an airliner. There's like maybe 150 people.
Right.
And you're in a big silver tube.
Right.
And you're hurtling through the air at 600 miles an hour.
Right.
What's not to be scared of.
Exactly. Right.
You know, and you guys, and it's like flying into a storm. Pilots don't like flying in storms.
Right.
They go way around them if they can.
They do.
Especially thunderstorms. They will not fly through a thunderstorm.
Right.
That'll put
yeah.
an airplane down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were talking about.
I hate planes. I hate talking about planes. I hate
yeah,
that.
Well, there you go. You know, but we have to use them. Yeah, otherwise, you can't travel.
Right.
You know, so you well, can travel
you
nearby.
When you think in the 1860s or 1850s, it took like 9 months to go from Pennsylvania to California.
Right.
Now you can go to Pennsylvania to California or back 4.5 hours.
Right. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
And they never, I mean, if you'd ask somebody in 1850, you know, there's going to come a day when you're going to be able to go from Pennsylvania to California in 4.5 hours. And they're
right.
going to look at you yeah. and go, get the fuck out.
Exactly.
You nuts.
That's too fast.
That's why, but imagine how much we're going to progress in the future.
I know.
Right? And now we're saying, get the fuck out of here, but you'll see we'll get to Mars and all these
well,
things.
Not only that, but they're going to develop stratoliners that are going to go into the stratosphere and they're
fly
gonna
faster.
Doing, they're going to be doing Mach 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
1,400 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's one thing that airlines have not progressed is the
no.
speed.
No.
Right?
I don't think they can... I don't think they can keep the
frame
compression
of the plane.
Open
yeah.
and up in the atmosphere that there's no pressure.
Right.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
who know knows? But I mean, obviously, there's faster planes. The Concorde, when it was around.
Well, I flew at 60,000 feet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you fly at 60,000 feet?
A Concorde.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to fly that high.
Yeah, do you remember the Concorde? That
no.
was like a British French plane
yeah.
that actually could take you, what, from New York to Europe in...
In 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that normal flight like almost 14 or like
no,
11?
No, yeah, it's like
not from
five
New
hours.
York. Not from New York.
Oh,
to,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
It was double the speed, but then they retired it because they couldn't afford to continue operating
right.
it. It was so expensive.
Was,
yeah.
yeah.
Nobody could afford to fly.
I don't think I would want to get into that anyway. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well was, but why? Make it go faster.
I don't care.
Know?
It was a different airplane.
Take your goddamn time getting there. Just make sure we get there.
You know, as many times as I've been back and forth across the Pacific Ocean, it always seems like you're... The last time I was, it was in a 747, and I was in business class, and I was watching the speed and location on the back of my seat in front of me.
Right.
And it was all of a sudden the airplane got up to like Mach 9.9
Wow.
Almost Mach 1. It was so like almost 700 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it was like, holy crap, this guy is flying.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That's past the speed of sound.
And it was still 13 hours from Taiwan to LA.
Wow.
So how long is it not at 700 miles per hour? Like
15 hours.
Yeah, 15, 16 hours. You see, from here to Israel, it's about 14 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I can ever do it again.
Okay,
the faster they can go.
Yeah, exactly.
How often do you see a brother who's in China?
He was just here when my dad passed a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And he's going to be here in the summer, so we'll see.
Okay.
We haven't been that close, you know, but it was nice when... Well, after my dad died, we had to sit together. He was here on a trip, right? He left days before my dad, right? Because he knew, I mean, we knew my only had his number, right?
Right.
And yet he's like, no, he could like this one. Flew China the next, not even 24 hours.
Had to fly. So, yes, for being an
actor. When you're...
Oh, Shiva.
Shiva.
Yeah. Right, you said
that, but you ultimately, you know that, correct? Like, he flew all the way to China on that long ass just to come back.
Right.
That's
what
And even if that for months, you should have wanted to stay. That's your.
Yeah, look at Kenny, he's very stubborn.
It's anyway. So funny, family dynamic.
Yeah.
You know?
No, for sure.
Any family dynamics.
No family dynamics.
Really?
Family, I'm with
them. Yeah. Good way to do it.
I'm not
that's
really
how,
close with my brother.
That's how we wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Jim, tell people how they can feel, listen to you.
Well, Good Talk Radio, Flash. content/ writer's block.
Okay.
They can reach me at jimchristina at yahoo.com. They can go to blackdoblishing.co.
Sounds good. Jim, thank you so much for joining
pleasure.
Us. Pleasure. Yeah, you're welcome to again. We're actually live for crying out loud. But now we have a show in the can. It's going to play all night.
There you go.
So we hope you catch it. As always, we'll see you all.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.